Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Never a Straight Answer Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. New episodes every day during the month of Christmaz. And here's your hosts, Gaz and Taylor. Hey, and welcome to episode 15 of the Never a Straight Answer Christmas Conspiracy Calendar.
Yeah.
Bloody only 10 days to go now till Christmas.
Yeah, have you done all your shopping?
Nope. Done bits. Done most of it. Probably get most of it. I said this, I'd probably get most of this done on, Crimbo Eve or something now.
Yeah.
Not really much to get. So, I mean, I've been do you know what? In fact, do you know, I've paid more attention to this advent calendar than my actual advent calendar, chocolatey calendar, because I've only opened like about 6 days.
Oh,
to be honest, yeah, I've got loads of chocolate to get through.
You're lucky I didn't get one.
Did you not get one? No. I bought myself one. I don't, you know, don't rely on other people.
Oh, no, no.
It's
no.
Only a quid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
But something to look forward to, innit?
There's no point because I'm giving up chocolate. That.
Oh, are you? I was actually thinking about this, giving up sugar. And I'm trying to work out in terms of how much sugar I consume. I do consume quite a lot. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I think, well, is it as bad as everyone says? Have I got a sweet tooth?
Yeah.
I like it, you know. I like, but then again, like that stuff.
But then again, I always put it supposedly one of the most dangerous
diabetes, right? But you know,
in the universe is oxygen. Yet we live in it,
right? Oh, it's corrosive.
It's supposed to be the most toxic.
Oh, I suppose to
in
some
the universe, but we're all right with it. You know,
well, that's
what I mean?
Why they theorize about kind of other planets having like methane atmospheres and whatnot. Do you know what I mean? We not necessarily what we consider an atmosphere. No. So
other
coming here might be toxic to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they could be in like what are they called now? Like hazmat suits or whatever.
Space,
do you know what
suits.
I mean? What?
Space suits.
Space suits, yeah, exactly. Yeah, trying
not
to survive.
Not them big bulky fuckers that NASA's got.
Oh yeah, have you seen them new lady ones they brought out? We've got loads of manoeuvrability they have apparently. Well, anyway, moving on. I've got some fun Christmas facts for you.
Yeah.
So I think the Christmas facts have been pretty fun, to be honest. There's been like stuff from like Coca-Cola, and other little kind of bits and pieces about origins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought today we'll look at the origins of Rudolph.
Oh, right, okay.
So, and actually...
Botswana, is that where it's from?
Botswana?
Yeah.
No, why would you think that?
Oh, I was just picking a nation that it could have come from.
Well, maybe it could have come... I'm going to just get the music appropriate.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Since we're talking about, the reindeer itself.
That fly.
Oh, yeah, it's like flying reindeers.
Yeah.
So the image of Santa Claus is flying in his sleigh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Began in 1819.
Yeah.
And it was created by the Washington Irving and the same author who dreamt up the Headless Horseman.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh.
So I thought that was pretty interesting.
But
it was kind of like, you know, he was quite a creative guy, do you know, fair play to him. Like, two of his kind of creations have gone on to be like, you know, national holiday icons.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right,
the Headless Horseman and Santa. I think, you know, in terms of characters for holidays, he's smashing it.
Yeah, that's
do you know
true.
What I mean? The Montgomery Ward department store created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as a marketing gimmick to encourage children to buy their Christmas colouring books.
See?
Yeah, so Rudolph was actually invented by a department store. And the original Rudolph didn't even have a red nose. Because in that day and age, the red nose was seen as an indication of chronic alcoholism.
Oh.
And Montgomery Ward didn't really want him to look like a drunk.
Right.
So to complete the original picture, he was almost named Reginald or Rolo.
Oh, I can't see that word.
Rolo the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, actually.
Reginald. I prefer Reginald.
Would that song come out, though? Because
who knows?
This?
Well, I think they all go, kind of. Do you know what I mean? They all kind of work.
Well, no.
Reginald the Red Nose Rain. Yeah, seriously.
No,
I mean,
no,
if
I
we were
I
brought up,
works.
I bet there's a parallel universe out there where he is called Reginald.
Yeah, but they're not here, so.
Santa and his magic scooter pulled by Reginald the Red Nose, the Blue Nosed Reindeer.
Elephants. Yeah. Getting pulled by elephants.
Who knows? Probably. You now know. You've said it, it has to be.
Yeah.
It's fact.
Yeah, camels. people.
Stop it.
Yeah. All right, hamsters.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're going into like the Rick and Morty realms now.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's another episode of Never a Straight Answers Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. Today, day 15, tomorrow, one step closer to Christmas. Only how many more sleeps? 9 more sleeps.
Yeah. So Santa comes down your chimney and...
Santa comes...
Nicks your alcohol.
Yeah. Eats your mince pies.
Yeah.
And then
throws your gifts under the tree
before scampering away. We've got trivia about that as well. So, on that note, I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace
out, Sunbeam.
You've been listening to an episode of Never a Straight Answers Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. I've been your host, Gaz, and joined in the studio, my co-host, Mr. Taylor. If you've got any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at neverastraightanswer@gmail.com or perhaps visit the website at neverastraightanswer.co.uk. From there, you can check out downloadable episodes, news, blogs, reviews, competitions, and much, much more besides. We'll be counting down the Christmas season with a new episode every day in our Christmas Conspiracy Calendar, plus a very special freestyle episode on the 21st of December where we'll be answering your Christmas questions. So, if you've not subscribed already, get over to wherever you get your podcast fix and do just that, and we'll catch you on the very next episode of Never a Straight Answer. I've been Gaz, he's been Taylor, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.